So thank you for joining today and taking the time to come together to do something that's so helpful for each of us individually and potentially has the gives us the opportunity to do something even bigger than ourselves. So thank you. So let's find ourselves in a comfortable position, probably sitting. Take a moment to gaze at your surroundings. Take a nice cleansing breath. And as you exhale, begin to relax. Maybe soften your gaze or close your eyes, whatever is comfortable for you. And just start to bring our attention inward. Feel the rise and fall of your chest and belly with every breath. And every breath in is an opportunity to connect to this moment. And every breath out is an opportunity to release, let go. And there's some interesting research about what happens when we do different meditation practices. I've been looking at the research from the Heart-Centered Meditations, HeartMath Institute for one, and finding that we actually increase the blood supply to the area of our heart. It's a healthy thing to do, as well as really getting rid of stress hormones. Activating the relaxation response, the parasympathetic nervous system is the associated with the vagus nerve above the diaphragm. So the focusing our attention in our chest center is helpful in all these different levels. So we'll breathe and focus our attention on our heart center. Every inhale, a little peace and presence. Every exhale, a little letting go, a little release. Maybe a soft smile plays on your face that helps to make us feel even better. And we'll step away from the busyness of our lives and come into this moment and then be patient as your mind wanders. That's what they do. And we'll just keep bringing them back to the practice. Back to the here and now. I was reflecting today on the principle of contentment, that finding a way to be satisfied with what is. That's not to say that we don't have plans for the future or goals that we'd like to accomplish, but in the here and now, it strives to help this attitude of contentment. Some people like to use the phrase, all is well always. I think Tara Brach uses the phrase, it all belongs. And so let's meditate now on that principle of contentment, being satisfied with whatever is in this moment. Mind wanders, we gently bring it back with an attitude of contentment, acceptance. It all belongs. Something in our day-to-day life isn't going the way we wanted it to. We continue to hold our vision for where we want to be, but with an attitude of contentment for how it is right now, all is well always. Let's ponder on that for a few minutes. So we'll keep returning our attention to that principle of contentment. Continuing to hold that attitude of contentment while we practice concentrating. And then we'll shift our focus from the personal to the global, the all, as we, let's take some time to build a vision of many people being motivated by a sense of contentment. That doesn't mean that there's not a vision and a goal, but a state of acceptance of what is that gives us the energy to create the better things to come rather than fighting against what we don't want. And so let's build this vision in our minds of a world that's filled with people who are motivated by that principle of contentment. What does this mean? Time of stress comes and people remember, all is well always. I get through this. It all belongs. I move forward. We move forward. We collectively hold the vision for the better things to come. And then from the global back to the personal, in my life and in this moment, how do I practice contentment? The acceptance of what is while working toward the better future to come. Not sure if the snoring of my Boston Terrier is coming through the call, but let it be like a Tibetan bell calling us to attention if it does. And continue to focus on the principle of contentment. And how do I use that right here, right now, and in my life in general? And where's that distinction of contentment and yet holding the vision and working towards something better, better? And then perhaps it's a comfortable idea for you to think about holding yourself open to more ideas about this concept as the day continues and the week ahead unfolds. And the style of meditation that we practice is meant to really help us get clarity from a higher level of thinking, bringing that down into our conscious mind, brain consciousness. So let's take a deep breath. And a grounding exhale as we begin to bring ourselves back to the day-to-day life. So focus the feeling in your arms and legs. Focus on the feeling in your chest, your belly. Notice if anything feels different to you after taking this just about 15 minutes to turn your attention within and then elevate your thinking to a higher plane. Take another nice cleansing breath, and then as you're ready,